ArtsLink was founded 49 years ago as an organization that was interested in exchange between the U.S. and the then Soviet Union, and believed that if you sent citizens from the U.S. to the Soviet Union and vice versa, we wouldn't bomb each other. And apparently it worked. Hi, my name is Fritzi Brown. I am the executive director here at CEC ArtsLink, and I'm here next to Tamalyn Miller. Tamalyn?
I'm the program director of ArtsLink Awards.
We as an organization are working to shed this sort of Cold War mantle, and our mission actually reads that the arts will be used to break down misunderstanding, and clearly misunderstandings in the world are not isolated behind an iron curtain.
We are working on a new program called One Big City that will bring together pairs of artists, one artist from New York City and one artist from overseas, to work together in New York City during a three-week residency.
The idea of One Big City is really to tie the international work that we do abroad to populations in New York City. Since New York is such an ethnically diverse city, it strikes us as a no-brainer.
We're opening up the process to artists from any country.
Artists and communities that have significant diaspora.
And we're inviting artists from all disciplines.
So it could be dance, an important avenue to pursue since it's nonverbal. And in communities where English may not be particularly good, it might be most useful. New media is often interesting, or just civic actions. I think of Alexander Ugaya's piece that he did when he was in Texas. He's an artist from Kazakhstan. And it was a very simple action where he and some assistants tied red thread on a repossessed house in a really messed up part of Houston and walked 5 miles, and no one walks in Houston, to the door of the Menil collection, the most well-funded art collection in the country, and tied it physically to the door of the Menil collection. An action like that, I think, might be an interesting, part of a series of performances.
I would see success as projects that would draw audiences that are outside of the normal art audience, that it would be a very diverse audience.
You know, I would love to have CEC ArtsLink and the artists that we work with and the partners that we work with be acknowledged by the Department of Immigrant Affairs of New York City. If we can get their attention, that would be something we've never done before, and I think would mean something. You know, they have a lot of other things to worry about, and really, I think, consider contemporary art as a part of their toolbox. And I'd like to make new friends.
Yeah, new friends, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hang with the Uzbeks.
Yeah, but we don't know. I mean, that's what's exciting about it. We don't even know what countries are going to be represented at this point, so we'll see.
Yeah, get back to us.
Yeah.
You know, really, it's such a, it's existing in this conceptual cloud right now. I think once we've got the particulars and the artists identified and we've paired them up, then the trouble will start.
Right.
So that's when we should talk again. Because
yeah,
then we will have a real clear idea of what the problems are going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
And you never know